Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
We got a voicemail line.
Yeah.
If you listen to the last episode, at the end of it, we were talking about improvements to the site, what people would like to see, and I asked if anybody would like to see a voicemail line, and I got at least, well, I really only got one comment saying that they
fuck yeah!
Yeah, Marlikin said she'd like to see it, but that was good enough for me. So I went ahead and I signed up for one, and so we've got a phone number now. It's 616-328-5581. So if you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail, that's the number. And we'll probably play it on the show, which we're going to do right now because we already got our first voicemail, which was not from Marlikins because Marlikins is a jerk. Just kidding. But here it is.
Hey, guys. I found your podcast from the NMJ show where you posted a note saying all the family checks this. Well, I just listened to all three of them, and for someone like me who listens to a lot of comedy and prefers the shit that is just totally fucking wrong, like the shit that people would be like, oh my god, they're talking about the Negro, or throwing a baby in the trash can, or whatever. I love that shit. It's funny as hell. The comment about why people are like cats. My wife just walked in the room when that was playing, and I almost lost it. I'm a white dude. She's a black and Latino girl. She didn't get it. I thought it was funny as fuck. It's a bit late, so I probably sound stupid. But, the show's cool. So, just, talk about the shit that people don't want to hear when you're in a restaurant. And it'll be good. So, that's it. Later.
Okay, the MMJ show is an old, now defunct podcast that I was on a couple of times, and I posted in their comments when I was promoting the show, and that's where this guy found the show from. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that you like it when we talk about Negroes.
Oh my god, they're talking about the Negro.
Yeah, they... Of course your wife doesn't get it. She's half a Negro. She can't half taste things. And things I wouldn't want to hear in a restaurant.
Yeah, what does that mean? I know what it means. I know what he meant, but...
Well, I wouldn't want to hear... Let's see. If I was in a restaurant, I wouldn't want to hear...
What would you not want to hear in a restaurant?
Hey, how's everything tasting? Is your soup okay? Is there enough bear urine in there for you? That would be a little off-putting, I think.
A little bit.
What about you? You think of anything?
Oh, if the waitress was... Say we got our food and she's off to the side and I overhear her say to a coworker or her boss,
yeah, you know the chef? Yeah. We just found out he has AIDS.
And he bleeds from the eyes.
That would be off-putting. But other than that.
All right. Well, speaking of promoting the show, we were thinking about putting a podcast promo together, which is basically like a little like 30-second advertisement. And we haven't done it yet, but I was looking through other people's promos to get an idea of how they go. And I found one that it's too awesome for words. I got to play it. So you got to check this out.
Hey, this is Kevin Sisko here, host of KJ Sisko's podcast. And if you don't like comedy, intelligent thought, and enlightening views on many different topics, do not go to gcast.com/KJSISCO. Because nobody wants to hear that garbage, do they?
Yeah, I have no idea what he's saying throughout the whole thing.
Fucking amazing. I like it. He's going for like a kind of subliminal thing there. You know, it's not so important that you can hear the words. It's sort of like an ambient thing. You just kind of take it all in. badass music. I like that he's a little self-deprecating, you know, like, who wants to hear that garbage? He's got an edge to him, you know? He doesn't give a fuck about shit.
Yeah, we stumbled upon that, and we were in tears. It was so bad.
So awesome.
Because the whole point in going into the area where you're looking for promos is...
Well, it's for promotion.
Promotion. And, you know, you look for podcasts that sound good, and if you like it, you contact them. They'll plug your promo in their show.
Yeah, people trade promos back and forth.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it works, you know? You're like, I'll give you mine, and you play mine, and I'll play yours. And
yeah, so everybody gets exposure. But they were all garbage. So
except
we didn't end up making
this
one.
This
one was so awesome.
Solid gold. So, of course, I had to have more. You know, I had to hear this show.
Who is this guy?
So I went right out, and I downloaded the most recent episode. Which at this point is no longer the most recent episode. He's put one up after this, and I'm going to have to check it out, but I haven't gotten a chance yet. But you got to hear some of this. It's just too good.
Yeah, check it.
Yeah, fans.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy. This is so unexpected.
And it cuts right off.
Oh, my fans.
Oh, my fans.
Oh, my fans.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. He doesn't give a shit.
Well, welcome to another episode of KJ Siska's podcast.
Thank you.
Where to begin?
Where to begin, indeed.
Ah, God. I don't know.
What was that? Well,
that was his mom shutting the door.
Start with the most recent... the most recent of pet peeves...
Oh, shit. He's going to let loose.
The hypersensitivity of people these days.
Yeah, fuck them.
Give you a perfect example. Perfect example.
Oh, here it comes.
Lay it on us.
last episode,
can't take it.
I said some things.
This world is bullshit.
That may have been considered to be upsetting.
Oh, shit.
And I have, I actually got some nasty emails from someone. And, next time I, get one of those emails, I'm gonna save it so I can read it, you know, over the, episode.
Oh.
So I can, you know, read it on the air, so to speak. But, I'm gonna tell you, this person was very, worked up. And of course I
can see how this guy, you know, probably said, pisses a lot of people off.
You know,
he's very outspoken, listen to
him. Stuff, but I took the high road, folks.
Took the high road.
You know, I did. And you know,
what'd you do?
We're getting there.
Oh
yeah.
Obviously, it's for my ride for tomorrow. I don't give a shit. But as I was saying, you know, I took the high road and said, you know, you took me out of context and all that.
How do you take somebody out of context when they don't actually say anything?
That's something that happens a lot. And I don't know if it's this country or people in general. But it happens quite often.
It happens quite often.
So bite me.
Bite me.
You know, I joke around a lot, but I also am serious. And the things I said, you know.
All right, that's enough of that.
That's enough, Jesus Christ.
I like how he's able to pack 30 seconds of content into 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's skill.
It takes skill. This guy is the Howard Stern of podcasting. He is outspoken. He's not afraid to speak his mind. He's got an edge to him.
He's offensive.
He doesn't care.
Pissing people off.
He doesn't care if he pisses you off.
Doesn't give a fuck.
Next time he's going to save your email and he's going to read it so everybody can hear what an asshole you are.
Yeah, watch it.
So obviously I had to learn more about the man behind the show.
It was just
the man who is KJ Sisko.
KJ Sisko.
So I did a Google search and I found out he has a Wikipedia entry. It says, and I quote, KJ Sisko is the screen name of Kevin Sisko. KJ Sisko is a blind programmer living in New Jersey. He has a podcast, and then there's a link to his podcast and a website, and then there's a link to his website, but the link to his website doesn't work anymore. KJ Sisko is a 23-year-old left-winger who is not afraid to share his thoughts with the world. Ooh, this man is on fire. And from there, I continued my Google search, and I found his live journal. And it dates from all the way from 2004 to 2009. So I've got two entries here, one from 2004 and one from 2009, so we can really get an idea of who this man is. So this one is from Friday, August 6th, 2004. It's titled, Plenty on My Mind, with an exclamation point. Well, hello, strangers. LOL. Well, I started out with laughter, but I will now talk about my stress level. It has reached the moon. It is becoming increasingly important that I move out thanks to my bitch of a mom. One day very soon, I will snap and say, I want out. Why, Kevin, we love you. Bullshit. I don't care where I go. I just want out of here.
Boo-hoo.
You had it coming, bitch. Ah, I can't wait for that day to arise. How I deal with this shit. One, I play a mud. It is at http://www.dentinmud.org. And for those of you who don't know, a mud, mud stands for multi-user dungeon. It's basically like the text-only version of World of Warcraft. It is called Alter Eon. When I'm in the mood for killing others, it's good. So, see, he's a badass. He kills people. Number two, talk to Christy. Christy is apparently a girl he was seeing. Well, not seeing because he's blind, but I would never get past all this without her. I'd go crazy. Well, that's all for now. See you all in hell. KJ Sisko out. So that was August 6th, 2004. This other post I've got here is from
what else we got?
Tuesday, January 13th, 2009. And this one doesn't have a title, because fuck titles.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to say this, and if you people don't like it, you can kiss my ass or just bite me. Nobody likes to think of their family as a bunch of assholes, but that's what they are. My mom is acting like a real bitch. It's funny. I've said that in the past, and the girl I was dating said, I never heard anyone say that. That was one of the reasons we broke up. Because she'd never heard anyone say that? Anyway, I'm ranting. Back to my family. My stepfather, Mark, is like my mom's trained monkey and has gotten too cozy and is starting to think of himself as my real dad. Yuck. I feel so misunderstood around this place. It's hard to live with people who are disappointed in you, but at the moment I have no choice. Why? I'll fucking tell you why. Well, I have no job and not enough money to move out. Oh, well. Shrug. I just want to fade into the background like a fading photograph. That's all for now. KJ Sisko out! So, that is the man behind the podcast, KJ Sisko.
Kevin Sisko.
Kevin Sisko.
From Jersey.
You gotta check this shit out. It's the best podcast I've ever heard in
my life.
He's
blind.
And he's blind. How does he type this shit on LiveJournal? And he's a programmer.
Yeah. Did he graduate?
I don't know. I don't know. The man is a mystery.
He went to a college and he's going for or graduated for programming. Is amazing, but you know, you listen to the podcast, they're terrible but slightly awesome at the same time. But you know, you can't help but think, really, what potential does a blind guy have?
I don't know what you're talking about. I heard nothing but awesome all the way through. he does one once a week, and they're usually around like 10 to 15 minutes long. Of course, if you edit them down, they'd probably be more like 2 minutes long, but
they have all the
Yeah, he always kind of sounds like he has a cold.
Like, Hi.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about today.
Oh, so much to talk about. It was so good, we couldn't help but look into this guy.
I love him.
We fell in love.
I think I'm going to start a fan club. When this episode is over, I'm going to write him a review on Podcast Pickle.
Yes.
4 stars, A++++.
And then give him our link so he can listen to this. Ever.
Hopefully, maybe if we make a promo, he'll play it on his show. I mean, we played his.
Well, shit, he's going to listen to this and go, fuck those guys.
So, people have been talking a lot of shit.
Again.
About me. I am heard this podcast. It's called, like, I've never had an original idea. .org or something. Yeah, right. So, people are just too sensitive. Like, you need to be able to hear what I'm saying in my promo. I didn't make it for people to listen to. I made it for people to not listen to.
Psh. Yeah, after we listen to this guy, you know, he's blind. We found that out, but still, fuck him. We can make fun of him if we want. Just because you're blind doesn't mean you can't be, you know, good at something. Fucking douchebag.
Yes, poking fun at you is our way of saying you are just as much of a person almost as we are.
Because, you know, a part of me thought, oh, he's blind. He, you know, he might have been homeschooled. He sound homeschooled.
Well, his mom's a bitch. So.
And he still lives at home. Yeah, he's got issues. He probably had, you know, what's her name? Online girlfriend.
Oh, Christy?
Yeah, Christy. She was blind too.
Yeah, right? I think so. I read a few entries about her. I think they broke up.
They broke up, yeah. But yeah, fuck him.
They had phone sex at one point he was talking about too, so that was good.
I do not feel bad about making fun of this guy.
You know, now that I think about it, since he's blind, maybe he has like some sort of super hearing, like Daredevil. And that's why his promo sounds like that, because like to him
that's
it's
why
perfectly
he's so quiet.
Easy to separate,
yeah.
You know?
I can hear myself clearly.
I can hear it just fine.
I'm at the perfect volume.
But blind people have limited potential, and they'll amount to nothing in this life. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably true.
It is true, Kyle.
Okay.
All right.
I kind of like this. I kind of like playing these audio clips, and we got some more. It's a McNugget emergency.
911 McNuggets.
So, Latresa Goodman of Fort Pierce, Florida.
Is a bitch. And that's why...
She went into a McDonald's, and she ordered some McNuggets. 10-piece, I think. And they didn't have any McNuggets, but she had already paid. They'd already taken her order and taken her money. And so they told her they couldn't give her a refund, and she called 911.
Yes.
And we have those 911 calls.
911, do you need police, fire, and ambulance?
Police.
Where?
I'm from McDonald's on Delaware.
What's going on there?
I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget with a small fry, and she said that they didn't have any chicken nuggets. And so I told her I want a McDouble and a small fry. And she told me I would have to pick anything else off the menu because she can't refund me the difference out of the meal. And I told her, well, just give me all my money back. And she told me she can't give me my money back either. She would have to, I have to pick something.
There's no manager there?
Ma'am?
You already spoke with the manager?
She says she are the manager. She's saying something about she just can't refund me my money or something. But she don't have on the menu what I want a chicken nugget. And so she didn't have that, so I told her to give me a McDouble and just to find the difference. And she said she can't do that, so I told her, well, just give me all my money back, and I don't want anything. And she's telling me she can't refund my money now. She don't have what I want, and she can't force me to eat something that I don't want.
What's your name?
Hello?
What's your name?
Latresa.
All right, I'll send an officer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not really an emergency, but she's right in that they should have given her a refund. So I can see how she'd be upset. You know, they're saying they can't give her a refund. She doesn't want anything off the menu. So, you know, I can see how she's a little upset. But then she calls 911 again.
911, police, fire, ambulance.
Police.
What seems to be the problem?
I called a couple of minutes ago for police for, McDonald's on North US 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Close by the bridge.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, I'm to McDonald's, and I ordered a 10-piece chicken nugget and a small fry, and she took my money and gave me the change back, and then she came back to the counter and said that they doesn't have any chicken nuggets when I like anything else. I told the guy, give him my spice, they ain't gonna make the apple, and just give him a different side of it. And she told me that she can't do that chip because I want anything else on the menu. I told her, no, I want, you don't have my chicken nuggets. I want a mixed apple and a small fry now. And she told me I will have to pick something else off the menu that equal up to what I paid because she can't do that. And so I told her, just give me all my money back. I don't want anything. She told me she's not going to give me my money back. She can't give me my money back either. And so she's trying to force me to eat something off the menu that I don't want.
What's your name?
Latricia?
Uh-huh. Your phone number is 820488?
Yeah.
You're at McDonald's on Delaware?
No, not Delaware.
Arizona. North US 1?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, we got an officer coming out there to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, first of all, she are the manager,
yeah.
And she didn't give me my Mac Double that I ordered.
No, she didn't order the Mac Double. She ordered the Mac Nuggets.
The Mac Nuggets.
She ordered
but then
the Mac Nuggets, and then they were like,
they were out, but
you got to get something else. She's like, well, I'll get the Mac Double.
The Mac Double.
And you give me the difference. And they're like, well, we can't give you the difference. You have to order something for the same value. So she wanted her money back, which makes sense.
That makes sense, but...
But if there was any doubt in your mind after the first call if she was abusing the 911 service, after the second call... just getting fucking ridiculous. Obviously, it's not an emergency. What she should have done is just, you know, sent in a letter or something. She should have just...
Gone through corporate.
Just take the loss. It's like, can't be more... I don't know how much a 10-piece chicken McNugget is, but it can't be more
than
like
$3.
Yeah. Even if it was... $5 would be ridiculous. It can't be more than that. But $5 is nothing. Just take the loss. Send in an email or a letter or something. You know they'll send you coupons or something, or they'll send you a check. You know, that's what they do. Like, when I was in high school, I once called Coca-Cola and said that I got, like, you know how they have those Christmas Cokes?
Yeah.
With, like, Santa on them?
Yes.
Well, I forget what time of year it was, but it was a time of year where those shouldn't have been around, and I told them I got one of those out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
And they sent me a coupon. It was, like, a 12-ounce can that I was buying, that I would have been buying.
Yeah.
And they sent me a coupon for, like, 2 free 2 liters of Coke.
Sweet.
So all you gotta do is complain, and they'll send you shit.
Yeah.
Instead, she calls 911. Well, apparently they didn't respond fast enough, because she called a third time.
Oh.
911, do you need police, fire, rescue?
Police.
How can I help you?
I'm calling. I need an officer from McDonald's on US-1, off US-1 by the bridge.
Okay, what's going on there?
I just ordered for food. The manager just took my money and won't give me my money back. They're trying to make me get something off the menu that I don't want. I order chicken nuggets. They don't have chicken nuggets. And so I told her to refund, give me my money back. And she's telling me I have to pick something else off the menu. She's not going to give me my money back. And she don't have the right to take my money. Here come an officer right here.
Okay, I'm...
Okay, I don't know what happened at the end of that phone call. I don't know if they hung up on her. I would have hung up on her by that point.
She's trying to make me order something off the menu that I don't want.
I could almost see, this lady obviously isn't the brightest. I could almost see being, you know, pissed off and making a bad judgment call and calling 911 because you think somehow it's a police matter. It's obviously not a police matter, but maybe if you're stupid, it seems like one. But she called 3 times. If I was to the point where I was going to call a third time and they hadn't shown up yet, I would have just left.
Just give it up.
I don't know how long she was there, but she probably could have made enough money at a job in the time that she spent waiting for the police to show up to cover the nuggets.
And what's fucked up is this is not the first time. I'm sure everybody's heard about other stories. Like,
yeah, there was some guy
who ran out
of lemonade or something.
Someplace. Yeah, they ran out of lemonade, so he called the fucking cops. And he only called once, but they promptly showed up and arrested the dumb fucking douchebag.
Yeah, I don't think she didn't actually get arrested. She got a ticket, though, and a notice to appear in court for misuse of the 911 service.
But she also got...
Oh, yeah. McDonald's got wind of this, because it's been in the news, and they issued her a full refund, and they're sending her an Arch card for a free meal on them.
Oh, what sweethearts.
So she's ultimately getting what she wanted, although she's going to have to appear in court, and that's probably going to cost her more than the McNuggets.
Dumb
so it's
bitch.
Really not going to work out for her.
Latricia Goodman, you are a dumb bitch.
Speaking of dumb bitches... The Octomom, we talked about her before. She was she received an offer to appear in porn. Well, now she's shopping around a videotape of herself giving birth to her 8 babies, and she's looking apparently for seven figures.
She's looking for the seven figures?
Yeah, she's shopping it around.
Are people offering that?
No. Nobody's, as far as I know, nobody's offering it.
She's looking for it.
But she's shopping it around town, trying to get people to pay seven figures for this video of her giving birth. Who wants to watch this? Like, I would have watched her in porn because I would have thought it was funny or, I don't know, I would have been curious. But I've seen babies being born. It's disgusting.
I haven't, and I'd never want to.
I'm sure the porn would have been disgusting, too, but at least it would have been funny. I don't know. That video has to be like 3 hours long or something. And that's if they edited it down. Like, unless they just kept coming out single file, just bam, 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 rapid fire babies. Why would you want to watch that?
And why would she ask for seven figures?
She's a big deal in the news. Everybody's talking about her. She figures it'll go for that. Somebody will probably buy it.
Some douchebag is probably going to buy that.
Somebody's going to buy this tape.
God.
And I guess people will watch it because people are dumb. I don't know. For the record, if she appears in porn, I will watch it.
Me too.
But I will not pay to watch it.
Yeah.
Someone will upload it onto the internet and I will watch it that way. But I'm not going to pay to watch it. And I'm certainly not going to pay to watch her give birth to eight babies. If I wanted to see a vagina that could fit eight people in it, I'd buy Madonna's old coffee table book.
You know, I thought it was wrong when she was offered that deal for the porn thing, even though I wanted her to take it, but this is just disgusting.
I don't know why. I'm more disgusted by this than I was of the idea of her doing porn. Like, I almost wouldn't blame her for doing porn, but for some reason, this is just gross to me.
Yeah, no man on the planet will watch this and pay to watch it. What? All right. Enough about the Octomom and, it's fucking disgusting. I'm going to throw up. Can we please talk about the next story? Banning Barbie.
Okay. Democratic delegate Jeff Eldridge of Lincoln County, West Virginia, wants to ban Barbie dolls. He says that the toys influence girls to place too much importance on physical beauty at the expense of their intellectual and emotional development. So basically, this guy thinks that Barbie makes girls want to be Barbie and makes them feel like they don't actually have to be people.
Which is ridiculous. They're kids.
I have never known a girl who wanted to grow up to be Barbie. Barbie doesn't, well, actually, on the one hand, Barbie actually does everything. So in a way, it's not such a big deal to want to be Barbie. Like, if you want to be Barbie, you want to be a babysitter. But you also want to be like a doctor and a lawyer.
Yeah, what's so bad about that?
Barbie's been every fucking thing ever. So.
And in retrospect, did you ever like own a He-Man figure and felt like,
well,
I could look like He-Man.
I wanted to look like Manny Faces. So, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah. The big package on He-Man was, it made me sad.
Yeah. He-Man's bulge made me feel like less of a man as I grew up. This guy, Eldridge, says, I knew a lot of people were going to joke about it and poke fun at me. I couldn't get anybody to sign on the bill with me, but I said, I'm still going to introduce it.
Well, no shit. You're a fucking idiot.
So he's the only idiot who wants to ban Barbie. The bigger problem I have with this isn't so much his problem with Barbie. Okay. Barbie has a waist that's as big around as her neck. She's completely unrealistic. And if you were basing your own idea of what a woman should look like on Barbie, then okay, that's a problem. My bigger problem is you just can't do that. You can't just ban shit because you don't like it. You can't say, it doesn't hurt anybody directly. It's not like Barbie has a knife coming out of her head. The problem here isn't Barbie. The problem is stupid little girls and their stupid parents.
Yes.
If you look at Barbie and you go, that's what I want to look like, that's your problem, and maybe your parents should have a talk with you, but that's not Barbie's fault.
Yeah, it's not Mattel's fault. And this has been an issue in the past, and I've read about it, where, you know, they didn't want to ban Barbie, but they brought up the issue, you know, that Barbie is sending the message that the whole image thing that, you know, it makes little girls focus more on, you know, image, and that's bullshit. They're kids. They're playing with a doll, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, critics say the doll promotes materialism and an unnatural body image. Well, okay, materialism, A, isn't such a fucking bad thing. It keeps the economy going. Everybody likes stuff. That's not so bad. I get kind of mad when people complain about materialism. Like, you shouldn't be so materialistic. You shouldn't place so much value on material items. Well, what should I put value on? Like, just because I like having things doesn't mean I don't value personal relationships and I don't value my family. And I don't understand why it has to be one or the other. And on top of that, an unnatural body image. Everything for kids promotes an unnatural body image. Every baby doll, every action figure, every cartoon character, none of them look like real people.
None of them. Nobody makes a fat ass, you know, action figure.
And nobody would want to play with it if they did.
And when did they ever interview a kid and ask them if they had the same views as these adults, you know, or...
Yeah, there have been studies like, obviously, if you ask a little girl, do you think Barbie's pretty? she's probably going to say yes. If you ask a little girl, do you want to be like Barbie when you grow up, she might say yes. If you ask a little girl, do you think Barbie is a realistic depiction of women, she's probably going to go, huh?
Huh?
What? I like Barbie.
Yeah, they're assuming what children are interpreting. Well, you know Bratz, right?
Yeah, I know about Bratz.
The dolls, yeah.
Well, Bratz are even an even worse depiction of what women look like.
Yeah, to us adults, you know, they look like sluts.
Yeah, they have massive heads and massive eyes.
Big old boobs.
And they wear huge boobs and they wear slutty clothes.
Yeah, they got the short shirts, the short skirts. Short skirts. But again, girls don't buy that because, they want to eventually become a slut. They buy it because it...
Well, you could say that they look at that and maybe they're not thinking, I want to be a slut when I grow up, but they're looking at Bratz and they're thinking, this is what girls look like and I'm going to dress like that. That's the argument.
Yes.
But see, I hate this shit. Everybody's so fucking quick to blame everything but themselves. Oh, everybody in movies is pretty, so I feel bad. Oh, Barbie is pretty and unrealistic, so I feel bad about my body. Oh, everything's so perfect in the media, and so I feel bad because I'm not perfect.
And all the magazines.
Grow the fuck up. Everybody knows that. What's wrong with you? On the one hand, you're pointing out that you understand that the stuff that you're seeing on TV, the stuff that you're seeing in movies, the stuff that you're seeing in toys for little girls is not realistic. And on the other hand, you're saying, but I can't help thinking that that's what I'm supposed to look like.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You just said you understand that that's not realistic. But then on the other hand, you're saying that you can't help but think that it is. You can't blame TV and movies and toys for your own self-esteem problems. And on top of that, when you're talking about TV and movies, these people might be the most beautiful people around, but they are still people. So in that sense, it is kind of realistic. I guess when you see like a magazine cover with a beautiful woman on it, it's been photoshopped and stuff, and she's
possibly
been made to look unrealistic. They've photoshopped the wrinkles out of her knees and her elbows.
Slim the waist.
She's got no wrinkles on her face. They slim the waist. Sometimes they photoshop the belly button out, which is an accident. But
I've seen that.
But you know that that's what they do. Everybody knows that that's what's done. Everybody knows that if you're on TV or in a movie, you've got makeup on. If you're in a photo shoot, you've got makeup on, and it's probably going to be photoshopped or airbrushed. Everybody knows this. So how can you realistically blame these things for your self-image, your idea of what people should look like? These are real people. When you see them on TV and in movies, they're wearing makeup, so they're made to look better than they really do. But they are real people. And if you're talking about just being slim, you could do something about that. It's not Cosmo fault that you love cheeseburgers. You could get on the treadmill, you could stop eating the cheeseburgers, start eating a salad, and then you could be slim. Maybe you don't have the face that they have, but there's nothing you can do about that, and that's not their fault.
Yeah, what would the ideal Barbie look like? What do you think if they remade the Barbie, what would it look like?
Yeah, what would you want Barbie to
look
like?
Would it be kind of chunky?
Sure as hell wouldn't want to play with toys that look like my parents.
Yeah.
Who would want to play with toys that look like real people? Like, oh, here's...
It's a fucking doll.
It's social worker Barbie, and she wears kind of an ugly pantsuit with shoulder pads, and she's got a little bit of a gut. You know, she's in decent shape, but she's got a little bit of a gut, and she wears these, like, kind of flat loafer shoes, and you know, you can make her go in and talk to underprivileged children, and... Who wants to play with that? That's not exciting. And who wants to watch a movie that stars ugly people? Like, the reason they put beautiful people in movies and on TV, the reason they make toys that look like beautiful women, is not because they want to alter your idea of what beautiful women are and what beautiful people are. It's not because they want to make you feel bad. It's because that's what people want to see. Like, when I look at porn, for example, I don't seek out porn realistic women.
Good example, Kyle.
I don't look for porn with women with a little pudge to them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, maybe a nose that's a little bit too big and a little bit of facial hair. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the ideal woman because that's what I want to look at.
It's lunacy that they try to associate dolls with real people. The image. No, it's a doll.
And this Eldridge guy says that he's afraid that girls are looking at Barbie and thinking, if you're beautiful, you're beautiful and you don't have to be smart. Nobody's ever said Barbie isn't smart. Nobody's ever said Barbie isn't smart. It's like you're making this distinction that beautiful people are stupid and smart people are ugly.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
It is wrong. You can be both. You can be one or the other, but you can be both. And nobody's ever said that Barbie isn't smart. Barbie's been fucking everything. Like I said before, she's been a doctor, a lawyer. She's been a homemaker. She's been a babysitter. You know, some of the things she's been don't exactly require a college degree, but that doesn't make them not worthwhile. But nobody's ever said that she's not smart. You're making that up. You are the one looking at Barbie and going, she is blonde, she is very thin, she's tall, she wears high heels, she's a dumbass. You're the one doing that. You're the one who's prejudiced. You're the one who should be ashamed of yourself.
And they're the one that's personifying Barbie.
You're telling these kids that Barbie isn't smart. And if these kids still want to be like Barbie, you're the one that's putting it into their head that they don't have to be smart. That's you. You're doing that.
And Barbie isn't smart. She doesn't have a brain. She's plastic.
Well, that's true, too.
And kids, you know, they take the doll in hand, they have their own imagination. And, you know, they can kind of, you know, personify it to a degree, like say she's a doctor, Dr. Barbie, whatever. But
yeah, and you can't expect a little kid, like if you put out astrophysicist Barbie, you know, that's a smart Barbie. But what's a little kid going to do with that? They don't even know what that word means. And even if they did, what are they going to do with that? Like, oh, Barbie's looking through a telescope. Barbie's writing down some fucking formulas. Barbie's going home and reading a textbook. What? That's not fun. That's school. They have school all fucking day long, and then they want to go home and they want to have fun. They want to make Barbie cruise around in her pink convertible, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. The toys that I played with when I was a kid were like Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joes, He-Man. None of that was realistic. None of that gave me a realistic view on what life was going to be like later.
Yeah.
I was driving around in a van with fucking lasers on it. And like walking up to a castle with a giant skull on it and fighting a dude with a skull for a face.
It's imagination. Yeah. It's not real. Fuck.
I mean, I could argue that I had an unrealistic view of what adulthood was going to be like. You know, oh man, I haven't seen a single castle. I haven't fought a single supervillain. I haven't met a single ninja.
Yeah.
I've never had to fight anybody with nunchucks in my whole life. I could argue that these toys teach me that being awesome is more important than being boring. But I don't. I don't complain about it. I don't say, oh man, those fucking Ninja Turtles, they got me.
Yeah, this Jeff Eldritch guy just reminds me of, you know, in the past when all that bullshit would come up about video games, you know, persuading people to kill and all that.
Oh yeah, violent video games,
Jesus,
violent movies.
Get over it. No!
I haven't killed anybody yet.
You're assuming how people think about things, and no, that's not how it works. You're wrong. And you're just looking like an ass. And I hate you, Jeff Eldridge, fucking dick. I don't know. I hope he rots in hell.
Yeah, that'd be nice. This fucking story brings up another thing that's bothering me all the time. People always want to talk about gender equality. We should both be equal, you know, men and women. And I agree, we should. But we're not, and we're not because of people like this asshole. I was watching this video the other day of this, I don't know if it was like Dateline or something like that. And they did this thing where they had a guy and a girl on a park bench. And the guy was kind of physically abusing the girl, smacking her around a little bit and choking her and yelling at her. And people kept stopping to try and help the girl. And then they reversed the roles and they did it with the girl beating up the guy. Yelling at him, pulling his hair, throwing him around, choking him, slapping him. And some people stopped to help, but most of the people either walked right on by, or like a couple of people actually, they interviewed him afterwards, and they were like, yeah, I was rooting for the girl. He probably did something to deserve it.
Well, what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Why is it okay for a woman to beat on a man, but it's not okay for a man to beat on a woman? It's not okay for anybody to beat on fucking anybody. And this is the same fucking thing, because this guy is talking about how fucking little girls can't help but look at Barbie, and they're so fucking fragile that they can't help but say, that's what I'm supposed to look like, and I'm so sad because I'm fat. But like I was saying before, I didn't have that problem with my toys. Fucking every male action figure I ever had has a six-pack. Every action hero I've ever seen as a fucking six pack. I've never had a six pack in my life. I don't cry about it and say that the fucking media makes me feel bad.
That's true.
And it's like this with everything. Women are fucking fragile little creatures, but men are expected to be strong. And I realize that in general, physically speaking, men are a little more muscly than women. That's just the way it kind of happens. That's the way we're built. And I realize that a man typically poses more physical threat to a woman if they're fighting. But this woman that they had on this Dateline thing or whatever it was beating the shit out of this guy, and he was not fighting back at all. Maybe verbally a little bit. He was like, oh, come on, come on. What? Oh, come on.
And nobody did a goddamn thing.
Nobody did a goddamn thing.
Jeez.
One small group of people called the cops. Well, they didn't call the cops, but they were going to call the cops.
Yeah.
And they came up and tried to intervene.
Okay.
One group of people. Every fucking person stopped when the guy was beating on the woman. The woman was beating on the guy mercilessly. It was just, she was kicking his ass. Nobody did a fucking thing. And then they're like, I was rooting for her. He probably cheated on her or something. If she cheated on him, you wouldn't have been rooting for him when he punched her in the face. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a hot issue, but let's talk about the guy that put his cat in a bong.
Ah, yes. This guy's from Omaha, Nebraska. He stuffed his girlfriend's cat into a bong and smoked marijuana through it.
Now, to describe this, he made a makeshift bong, and it had a half a foot of hose coming out of it.
Yeah, let's see. It had a foot-long piece of garden hose coming out of a plexiglass box with the top secured with duct tape.
Yeah, it was a plexiglass box, and he put the cat in the box, and he would smoke marijuana, and...
He does it to calm the cat down, he said. He said that
the cat was feisty.
They got the cat from friends who abused it, and the cat would bite and scratch him all the time, and yeah,
it was wild.
They didn't really want to punish it, so he puts it in this little box. The box is like 12 by 6 inches, and he puts it in this little box, closes the box, and smokes weed through the box. And he says
great
it calms
idea.
The cat down. He said the cat comes out and it, what did he say?
Every it just kind of lays there and licks itself.
Every time we took her out, she would pretty much just lay down and proceed to clean herself and act like a stoned person. And they're charging him with animal cruelty. And,
oh, man.
I mean, I can understand why he's getting in trouble for
this. Well, he broke the law. Yeah, he was smoking weed.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
It's wrong.
There's no mention of him being charged with smoking weed. He's only being charged with animal cruelty, as far as I can tell. So I can see why he's in trouble. But I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. The biggest thing that I can think of that makes it a problem is that he put the cat in a box.
Yeah.
Like, if he was just blowing smoke in the cat's face, you got the cat stoned. Marijuana is one of the most harmless drugs out there. Probably the most harmless drug out there. The cat's gonna be fine. And if, like he said, the cat was freaking out all the time, maybe the cat did need to get a little stoned.
Yeah. And it's harmless, but he did break the law. And,
As far as the animal cruelty law goes, I don't know if I think he should be charged with animal cruelty or not. As far as the drug laws go, personally, I think marijuana should be legal. I think all drugs should be legal. And I don't care. I mean, all of them. I mean, crack, cocaine, heroin, all of them. I think they should all be legal because you're not hurting anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into drugs. I've done marijuana a couple of times. And I'm not really that into it. I might do it again, but I'm not that into it. But if other people are into it and they want to do it, I don't give a shit. And if you want to do heroin and get all strung out and have trouble keeping down a job and end up on the streets, I don't care. Do what you want to do. That's your prerogative. You can do what you want.
I'm kind of confused how this guy got busted, because the cops came over and he was the cat in the box. They just came over, broke in. Oh shit, the cat's in the box and I'm smoking weed.
They were responding to a domestic disturbance at the residence, and I don't know what that means. Were they fighting?
I don't know
what that means.
Yeah, the cops just show up and
he's got the cat in the box
in the act because he's being charged with animal cruelty.
Maybe when he was trying to get the cat in the box, they were
who's
making
at
a lot
the door
of noise.
I'm in the middle of something.
I hope he walked up to the door with the box in one hand. Sup, officer? Did you bring the pizza I ordered?
Jesus. I don't get it. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you would think being a pot smoker, you know, a domestic disturbance and being a pot smoker don't really go together to me. Like, I would think if they were having an argument and this guy's smoking pot and getting his cat high, he'd probably be like, yeah, whatever, dude.
If there was a knock at the door, dude, he'd probably be running, you know, out of paranoia. Oh, well, God, who is that?
Yeah, going off on a tangent here a little bit, but I've only been stoned like maybe 3 times, I think, ever. I tried it a couple times before that and nothing happened. But the first time I really got stoned, I was doing it with a friend, and I ordered a pizza before I got stoned. And then I got stoned before the pizza showed up, and everything started to get, like, time seemed to slow down. Everything seemed to take forever.
You were getting high.
Everything was cracking me up. Everything seemed really far away, and I got just a little bit paranoid, and all of a sudden the pizza guy shows up.
He rang the doorbell.
Rang the doorbell or knocked on the door or whatever, and I'm sitting there with my friend, and I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. And I felt like I sat there for like 20 minutes before I got up. I'm sure it was like 10 seconds. But I finally got up and I went to the door and I opened the door and I'm kind of shaking. And the guy gives me the pizza and I had it paid with a credit card. So he gives me the little credit card receipt and says, I got to sign it. And I take it and I put it on the wall and I'm trying to sign it, but I like can't remember how to sign my name.
Jesus, dude.
And I'm laughing the whole time. And I get the pizza and I close the door.
It couldn't have been the first time that guy's experienced that.
Yeah, that's got to happen to pizza guys all the
time. You get stoned, you're hungry, order a pizza.
So oh my God, our friend Seth one time, we had ordered a pizza. This was the same friend I was smoking with. He smokes, or at least used to smoke, all the time. And we were hanging out, and he had ordered a pizza. Or no, somebody else had ordered a pizza.
Yeah, in the house.
Somebody in the house had ordered a pizza, and he's just hanging out. And all of a sudden, the pizza guy shows up and knocks on the door, and Seth gets up out of his chair and goes, "Fuck this shit," and runs out of the room and runs upstairs. And we didn't see him again for a while.
Oh my god!
He's kind of paranoid to begin with, so that I don't know how he
for anyone functions. Out there. Yeah, if you've tried the weed, some people get the paranoia.
Yeah, it seems to do different things for different people. Like we have one friend who says that he won't do it anymore, at least not very often, because he always starts contemplating his own mortality, and he gets really scared of dying.
Jesus.
I've never quite had that problem. But like I said, I've only really done it like 3 times. But speaking of 3 times, this guy said he's put the cat in the bong a total of 3 times, and it always seemed to calm him down.
Yeah, no harm done.
I don't know. I guess if the cat's freaking out all the time, it probably helps.
Yeah, I object to the animal cruelty, but as far as, I mean, if he was charged with possession,
maybe
obviously
give him a little fine and make him make a bigger box. That's a very
give it
small
some room
box
to
for
run
a cat.
Around in. Yeah.
That's like a foot by half a foot. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
That's not a very big box for a cat. Yeah. I don't know how big his cat is.
That'd be terrifying if I was a cat.
Oh, he also says, "I know for sure this isn't the first time someone has done this. I'm just the first one to get caught." Now that I'm thinking about it, this is kind of a custom device, and it's made out of plexiglass. Did he build the box?
He must have, yeah.
So he was
nobody
like,
sells this shit.
This cat won't calm the fuck down. What are we going to do? I got an idea. Let's build a box that we can put the cat in, and we'll make smoke go through the box, and the cat will get all calmed down and shit, and we'll feed the cat pizza and Cheetos, man. Oh, man, get some of those Triscuits, bro.
Yeah, they didn't want to give it up because, well, had they given it up, they would have gave it to the Humane Society, and it probably would have been terminated, but it was 6 months old. It was a kitten. Given that, somebody would have adopted it, possibly.
6 months old really isn't a kitten anymore. I mean,
they're still
they grow up pretty fast.
That's true, yeah.
It's young, but it doesn't look like
certain.
A kitten anymore.
Yeah. But I respect that. He didn't want to take it to the Humane Society because they'd probably, you know, end up putting it down. So that's no good. So I feel for the guy.
Well, you want to hear another story about somebody doing something stupid with an animal? This one's a little bit old. You might have heard this already, but I just found the story today. Marleykins, one of our listeners, gave us a couple of links that I'll be checking out from time to time. And one of them had this story on it. That's where I found it. Boy marries dog in India to ward off tiger wild animal attacks. An infant boy, this is a baby, in eastern India was married off to his neighbor's dog because
what?
The people, they married him off to the neighbor's dog because they believe, let's see, we performed the marriage because it will overcome any curse that might fall on the child as well as on us. Basically, the kid,
what curse?
The kid grew a tooth on his upper gum. He's 2 years old. He grew a tooth. And the Munda tribe that he's a part of see such a growth in young children as a bad omen and believe it makes them prone to attacks by tigers and other animals. They believe that if he marries a dog, the tribal god will bless the child and ward off evil spirits.
Oh my god.
So this makes me wonder, do they have a lot of different animals that you can marry? Like different things you can marry to combat other certain situations? Like what do you marry to ward off elephants? Well, what happens if you marry a tiger? If you marry a tiger, does that ward off attacks from the neighbor's dog? These fucking religious wackos. Like, my favorite part of this story is the very last line says, Indian law does not recognize weddings between people and animals, which obviously it probably shouldn't. But the ritual survives in rural and tribal areas of the country where millions are illiterate. They just had to put that little stab in there. It has nothing to do with the story. It, in no way is it related, the fact that they can't read. But they just had to throw that little stab in there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big fuck you.
Yeah, like, ha ha, you married your kid off to a dog. Yeah, it is stupid to marry your kid off to a dog. But if you're listening to this story right now and you're religious, you probably need to take a step back and take a look at yourself. I mean, fucking think about it. Christians believe that at some point Jesus died on the cross and that somehow magically absolved them of their sins. I've never been able to make the connection. Like, how is it suddenly okay that I have done bad things? Because some dude died. How is that even related? If anything, that should be the biggest sin of all. You killed the Son of God. I don't get it. How does that absolve anyone of their sins? And Catholics specifically believe that when they go to communion, they are eating the flesh of Jesus and drinking the blood of Jesus. They believe that when this fucking wizard in their church performs the magic incantation over the wine and the crackers, that they become flesh and blood, and everybody in the church is a cannibal. But it's okay, because it's for magic. Religious people are nuts. Every last one of them. Every religion is crazy. And people are so quick to laugh at other religions. Like, ha ha, you're an idiot. You believe in blah, blah, blah. How is it any more ridiculous to believe in, say, like Zeus and the old Greek gods or the old Roman gods than it is to believe in Jesus and the big G-O-D? Like, Hercules was the son of God. Why is that any more ridiculous than Jesus? At least Hercules was interesting. Like, at least he used to do shit. And at least the old gods were interesting, too. Like, God supposedly, like the Christian God or the Jewish God, is supposedly infallible. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's always existed, and he knows everything. At least the old Greek and Roman gods were interesting. They acted like people. They had fights and stuff. They would argue. They would fuck.
They'd fuck.
And the Christian God, like if you go back to like the Old Testament and stuff, he was kind of a dick. He would flood shit. He would burn down cities. He had plagues
kill
come
everybody.
Through. He was an asshole, but he's infallible. And oh, and he loves you, by the way, if you're a Christian. He loves you. These days, he loves you. He's calmed down quite a bit.
Yeah, it's one thing if you say, hey, I'm kind of crazy in believing this, but hey, I'm cool with that. You know, I don't know, but, you know, nobody knows. But no, nobody owns up to that.
Yeah, if you're willing to say, you can't say that there isn't a God. You can't say that you know for sure that Jesus didn't die for your sins. Then how can you say that you know for sure that marrying a dog won't make tigers not attack you? How many tigers have you seen? You might not have been attacked by very many tigers, but chances are you don't live near any tigers either. If you did, and you married a dog, maybe you wouldn't have been attacked by tigers.
Yeah, there's a crazy spectrum of religious craziness going on, but always.
People compartmentalize, and they don't take a step back and look at themselves. Like I said, this is crazy. Obviously, marrying a dog is not going to make tigers not attack you, but all other religious shit is crazy, too.
And it's shit like this that expands the spectrum of craziness. There's certain degrees of how crazy you might sound, but it's ever changing, and it's shit like this that kind of just keeps it expanding. Like, how fucking crazy can you get?
If you're a Christian, then you believe, unless you're one of those who believes in the Bible as like a metaphor, in which case, why do you even bother? But if you're a Christian and you believe in the stories in the Bible, then you honestly believe that some dude once upon a time loaded up a boat with two of every animal on the planet. That is not even physically possible. You could not build a boat big enough to house every animal on the planet, let alone find every animal on the planet to put on the fucking boat. We still haven't found every animal on the planet. We're finding new animals all the fucking time.
Yeah, and some people will, you know, they're not as religious as they claim. And they'll say, you know, that's kind of silly, but I still believe in God, you know.
Those people almost bother me worse. Like, the people who are Christians, but like, they're like, yeah, well, the Bible is pretty crazy. I don't believe all that shit, but I still believe in God and I still believe in Jesus. Yeah. Well, how do you pick and choose? How do you decide? Like, this one sounds crazy, so I don't believe in this one, but I believe in these other ones. If you're a good Christian, if you believe in the Bible, then you either believe that dinosaurs lived side by side with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, or you believe that dinosaurs didn't live ever at all. Like, we knew a kid in high school, fucking crazy, stupid kid, who honestly believed that dinosaur fossils found in the earth were put there by Satan to trick us.
How crazy does that sound? You're out of your fucking mind.
I don't think religious people have ever heard of Occam's razor. Are you familiar with Occam's razor?
I'm not familiar.
Basically, what it is the simplest answer is almost always the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
You find bones in the ground. The simplest answer is once upon a time, these bones belong to a living creature.
Yes.
This guy is content to make up somebody who made up these bones and put them in the earth to trick him.
Oh, God.
Is clearly not the simplest answer. And moreover, like overall, the problem I have with religious people is that they're content to say that God created the universe, but God has always existed. You say, who created God? Which isn't such a deep fucking question. Everybody's asked this at some point. Who created God?
Well, nobody created God. God has always existed. God is all around us. God is blah, 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 blah.
Because we know.
Well, if you're content to say that God has always existed, why is it such a fucking stretch of the imagination to just say the shit that you can actually see around you, the matter that makes up the fucking universe, has always existed? Why is that so hard for you to comprehend?
Look at all this shit. Somebody had to make this shit.
But nobody had to make the guy that made the shit? Why? How is that so much? Is it because you can't see him? Is that why it's okay? Like,
well, he doesn't. I mean, God exists, but he kind of doesn't, sort of, because I can't see him. Like, nobody can really see him or feel him. Or he's immaterial, so, I mean, nobody had to make him out of things.
I don't understand. Why is it okay to say, somebody had to make us?
Because look at us, we're so fucking perfect.
We're not so fucking perfect. I think I have irritable bowel syndrome.
I masturbate a lot.
And he masturbates a lot, which we're not supposed to do, by the way. Jesus died for that. That's another thing I don't understand. Jesus died for our sins. And if you ask people, Jesus didn't just die for the sins of the people who came before him. Jesus died for our sins. So,
that's true.
Really, do I even have to worry about it? I mean, he died for this shit. I might as well just jerk it all day long. Because he died for that. I don't want him to have died in vain. I should probably start murdering people. Because, you know, you want to make it worth his while.
And my big fucking problem is, why are people so content on assuming they have an answer? They know the facts. There is an absolute truth, and they have all the answers. No, nobody has all the answers. We're discovering new things every day. We don't know shit, okay? Why can't you just be content in knowing that you'll never know the answer? Why? That's what pisses me off.
Yeah, if you ask me if I'm religious, I'll say no, and I'll tell you that I'm an atheist. Technically, you could call me an agnostic, because I accept that I don't actually know.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure that there is no God. I can't prove that there is no God. Although, scientifically speaking, the burden of proof lies on the person making the claim.
Yeah.
Like, there's no proof for God. If you're saying that there is a God, you need to prove that there is a God. I don't need to prove that there isn't one. Like, if I come along and I say, oh, I saw a dragon yesterday, you don't have to prove that I didn't see a dragon yesterday. I have to prove that I did.
Yeah.
But the point is, I accept that I don't know. But what I do know is what I can see around me, what I can observe, what I can read about, what other people have observed. And nobody has ever seen God. Anybody who's ever spoken to God is either schizophrenic or a liar.
And if you want to take a step back, I am okay with people being religious. It's fine, you know? Do your thing. My big problem is people trying to tell other people that their way of living, of thinking, of doing everything is wrong.
Well, God hates fags, Orion.
I do.
I mean, that is indisputable. God hates fags.
Shit.
I mean, I hate religion, but I will accept that God hates fags.
Oh, well, yeah, that's my big problem. And fuck you for telling me how to think.
I get really angered by religion and religious people. I support their rights to be religious. If you want to be a crazy religious person, that is your right, and I would never want to take that away from you. I would never support anything like the banning of religion. However, if you're not hurting anybody, you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want. Gay Yes. people, for example, are not hurting anybody. The only way you could argue they're hurting anybody is if you argued they were hurting themselves. And the only way you could argue they were hurting themselves is if you argued it from a moral standpoint and you said, morally, it is reprehensible what they're doing and they're causing harm to themselves. And that comes down to religion, and you can't prove that, so just leave them a fucking alone.
Yes.
Even if you are religious, what's going to happen if you leave the fags alone? They go to hell? Like what? How is that going to ruin your day? If you're such
your
a fucking great religious spiritual person, you're going to end up in heaven anyway. You're not going to have to deal with them. So just leave them a fucking alone.
And look, we're all in this together, okay? We're born knowing nothing. We only know what we're told, what people tell us.
Yeah, like, if you were born somewhere where they didn't have religion, you wouldn't believe in God. That's another thing I have a problem with religion over, is that, like, at least Christianity is the one I have the most problems with, not because it's the worst, but because it's the one I encounter the most regularly.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, most of you believe that if you don't believe in God, that if you don't have faith in God and Jesus, you will not end up in heaven. You are fucked.
Yes.
If you grow up somewhere where they don't believe in religion at all, or if you grow up somewhere where they don't believe in Christianity, you're fucked. It's not your fault. Yeah. What kind of asshole God is going to stick you in hell because you grew up somewhere where nobody told you about Jesus?
And another big problem, again, if you're religious, it's okay, but just because you are and say, I'm not, What makes you think you are above me? You know more than me. I'm ignorant. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I don't know.
Well, they read a book written by God, Orion. I mean,
that's what angers me a lot. Because it's so fucking crazy. Fuck you. But if you keep it to yourself, you're cool. We can be friends. It's all good. Oh, shit. What do you have to say?
I don't know if I agree with that 100%. Like I said, I support your right to be religious.
Yeah, if they keep it to themselves.
I also support your right to be fucking nuts. They're basically the same thing.
Go
that
for
doesn't
it.
Mean you're cool and that we can be friends. If you believe that someday the world is going to end, you're going to be sucked up into heaven and all of us heathens are going to be standing around going, what the fuck just happened? You're not cool and we probably can't be friends. I mean, some of these people run the fucking world. Do you really trust these people to run the world, to run our country? These people are sitting around waiting for the end days.
And take a step back. These are people, though they are religious, whatever, they believe in something and they assume that this is absolute truth. And they're pretty much just putting in stone what is right, what you should be doing. Pretty much putting in stone what is right and how life should be lived and what's going on. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I pretty firmly believe that morality is all relative. Like, religious people will say these things are right and these things are wrong. And that is it. That is the way of the world. Like there's some kind of magic rule book that says you can't do this, you can do this.
Yeah, what makes right and wrong? People.
Right and exactly. It's not right to kill people because we don't want to be killed. If we make it against the law or against our moral code to kill people, then we get to live longer. That's basically what it is. Like, we all kind of got together, and maybe we didn't say it this explicitly, but we got together and said, I don't really want you to steal my shit, so stealing is wrong.
Yes.
I really don't want you to kill me, so killing is wrong. But some of the things don't even make any fucking sense. Like if you're talking about the Ten Commandments, it's not okay to look at your neighbor's wife and go, she's kind of hot. Like, we're not even talking about adultery, real adultery. We're talking about just looking at her and going, what a fox.
Well, most of the time, that's innate. You look at another woman and you're attracted innately. You were born with that attraction. She is attractive. So...
Why is it so bad?
Masturbation is immoral. Who's getting hurt by masturbation? At what point did society sit down and go, you know, I really don't want you touching your penis? it just fucks my day.
I will do whatever I want with my penis.
It doesn't make any sense.
Whatever object I choose.
It doesn't make any sense. How am I hurting you by jerking off? How am I hurting anybody by jerking off? But it's immoral. You shouldn't do that. It'll make you go blind. It'll make you grow hair on your palms. They make this shit up so that you won't do it. Like, because obviously, if you just told me doing it is wrong, that's not going to stop me. If you don't give me a reason why it's wrong. So people make up shit like that. Like, it'll make you go blind. It'll make you grow hair on your palms. People still do it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody knows that that's bullshit now. But at some point, people probably believed this shit and they still did it. You can't help it. I mean, you can help it. Obviously, you can say, I'm not going to jerk off anymore. And if you have enough willpower, you won't do it.
Yeah.
But why? Why bother?
And I have a story. In college, I had an anthropology class, and we talked about right and wrong. And there was this tribe in a foreign country where children, after so many years, would have to go out into the woods, survive by themselves, and ultimately they would have to suck off their tribe leader. They would have to suck him off and swallow his semen, and then they became a man. And then they would transcend into manhood, and then their leader would go off and marry a wife, a woman, and the cycle continues. But from outside, we look at that and say, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's
that
fucked up.
Is
you
pedophilia.
You gotta suck off your leader?
There's a child sucking off some adult and swallowing his semen. That is wrong.
Right.
Well, who the fuck are you to say that's wrong?
I'm not saying that's right. That is stupid.
That is fucking stupid.
It has no bearing on anything.
Yeah. This brought up a heated issue. Yeah.
But it's not any more stupid than half the shit you retards do. But because it's not what you do, you look at it and you go, oh, that's fucking crazy. These people are animals. Let's go eat Jesus.
Yeah, there's no such thing as absolute truth. Absolutely not. It depends on everything.
Well, there is such a thing as absolute truth. There just isn't such a thing as absolute morality.
Well, truth set in stone. What is right and wrong?
Yeah, truth in terms of what is right and wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Right and wrong themselves are things that we made up.
Yeah.
The concept of right and wrong, correct and incorrect, are things that we made up. Shit just happens, and some of it we don't like, so we call it wrong. Like I said, you don't want to be murdered, you don't want your friends and family to be murdered, so murder is wrong. But if you live someplace where people just didn't make those kind of bonds, and nobody really gave a shit, and everybody was getting killed off left and right, you might not think anything of it. I'm not saying that it's okay to kill people. What I'm saying is that it's not wrong to do anything. It's just that as a society, we've decided that hurting other people, causing harm to other people, is wrong because we don't want harm caused to us. And I think that's a perfectly valid way to judge things.
That's fine, yeah.
And you don't need some kind of invisible dude in the sky to tell you that it's wrong to hurt each other.
Yeah.
We can just decide that on our own.
That'd be fine.
I mean, what kind of soft-headed retard are you that you need somebody to make rules for you or else you're going to run around stabbing people in the neck? What is wrong with you?
I don't think they see it from that perspective. They just assume this is right and wrong, like there's an absolute truth.
What a sad, sad world we live in where everybody feels like they need to be told by their invisible sky daddy what to do. Like if I didn't have Jesus to tell me that it's not okay to steal things, fuck it, I'd have everybody's shit.
Of course you would.
I mean, right? I don't know. Right? I don't know. Jesus didn't tell me.
You would just grow up and figure, yeah, I'm going to steal everybody's shit and it's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Check out my goat collection. None of these are mine. Oh. All right, well, we're going a little long. We should probably wrap this up before I burst a fucking blood vessel. As always, send us an email. You can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Check out our blog at IJustHadATerribleThought.com. And now you can send us a voicemail.
Voicemail!
At 616-328-5581. That's 616-328-5581. Drop us a line and we'll probably play it on the show. Can't guarantee we won't make fun of you. Don't say anything stupid.
That's a fact.
All right. Thanks for checking us out. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Hey, Kyle, it's Ryan. Hey, I know only, you know, listeners are supposed to call in on the show, but I was just wondering, have you ever masturbated and gave yourself a facial? Am I alone in this? Have you ever tasted your semen? Because I have, and, you know, it was an accident, but I was just wondering. And, you know, it's not bad, but it's not that great either. Anyways, I just, you know, wanted to talk about it. All right, hit me back. Peace.